Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan. It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. With memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Welcome back in. Best of Dirt and Sprague. Swag here with you. And now that we got through the 2 days of the NBA draft, free agency negotiations have started. And Dirt and Sprague brought in old friend Eric Gunderson from Blazer Banter to see where they stood on the trade market and if we finally have an idea of the direction Joe Cronin wants to take this franchise.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel like they have like some position, like they have some guys in positions that are starting to get defined a little bit. I mean, you throw Toumani in there and you've got a pretty decent, you know, 5-man lineup where most of the guys can guard. You know, I think that's probably the one thing I'm underrating probably about Denny right now is that he's a really good defender. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, I'm looking at his numbers and his stats and his 3-point shooting, but he can also defend. He can handle the ball. Like it's not just those two things. And I see why they got him because he can guard. And that seems to be something that they want. They want to have guys that are, you know, defense first players, or at least treat defense as seriously as they treat the offense. So, I mean, Scoot and Shaden, I mean, I think Scoot has just had some things to learn about, you know, off ball NBA defense. But I think when he's on the ball, he's doing well. And I think Shaden, I mean, when Shaden's on a guy, he really takes pride in defending. So I think you can see the outline of a team that really cares about defense with Denny, Shaden, Toumani, you know, Klingon. And obviously, you know, one thing I kind of didn't really think about as much as Klingon too, is that like, he only plays like 20 minutes a game. So you've got to have another center. So I to platoon a little bit.
Now I know you're a sicko, Gundy, cause I follow you on Twitter and I'll see like a 6:30 AM tweet about a Turkish basketball league and player that I've never heard of before.
He's also a sick degenerate gambling on
yes,
those games.
He is, which, hey, I can appreciate that. I want to test the level, and we're in the trust tree here because I had to fully acknowledge and admit on the air the next day, I've never heard of Denny Avdija, never heard of him. I don't remember him in the draft in 2020, and I can't tell you the last time I watched a Washington Wizards basketball game. How many Wizards games did Eric Gunderson watch last year?
Oh, I think like the two that they had against the Blazers, and that was pretty much it.
Okay, that was it. Okay. So even your level of sicko was cut off with 21-win Wizards. It's like, I'm not going that far.
No. I thought I did have some interest. I might have watched a couple more just because I had some interest / bets on Jordan Poole to have a good season, and he was horrible at the start of the season. So I had to catch some of that. In the games against like Denny being improving was like a story for the Wizards, whatever stories they had. I'm glad that he improved, and it's a worthwhile bet. And there's probably not a lot of guys under 25 that were available that Portland could go after to get. And so I see it from their perspective, in getting a player that, especially when you look back and read all of Mike Schmitz's draft coverage of the Denny draft, when he was drafted with James Wiseman and Anthony Edwards, and he put them in the same class as Anthony Edwards, LaMelo Ball, and these guys. So he's clearly very high on him. So I'll trust him because he's the biggest sicko there is.
I almost wonder, too, how much we're just, hey, I was on TV and I loved this guy, and then we pick him, more so. And sometimes it kind of feels like that's the way it's operating because everybody is finding highlights of him talking about this player in 2019, 2020, and now look who the Portland Trailblazers have gotten. I am curious about Denny and Scoot, and maybe we did trade for Alk Farouk Aminu. I've certainly been on the position of having bad takes on trades. Mike Richmond's highlighted that in my life, but I am curious. The one thing that I'm hung up on is I think the Chauncey thing is weird. And you can certainly
I think that's an agreement.
You can certainly
anybody that doesn't think it's weird.
Well, you can certainly make a case that it's like, well, it's 1 year and they didn't have their guy and yada yada yada. But like, this is pretty pivotal stuff. This is year two for Scoot after a pretty bad year. I know he finished strong, but come on, let's be honest here. Wasn't a good year. Brandon Miller significantly outplayed him. Shaden didn't give you anything. He played 30 games. You're going in now with this kind of young. Now you got Kling in here in the rotation with what he's going to be with Ayton and Rob Williams coming back from injury. I just kind of find it odd. I'll be critical here. I think it's really odd to have a lame duck coach in what I think is a pretty big growth year, because what is this year going to be for those players when the advice they're getting is from a guy who right now it appears won't be back here after next season?
I totally agree with you. It's super weird. It doesn't feel like the type of environment you'd like to have for your young team to grow into, right? Like everyone talks about Oklahoma City or even Orlando. They had young coaches that they had grow with their teams. They did not have coaches that everyone was thinking, well, he's probably going to be gone. And so, which makes me rethink the whole, do we know he's actually going to be gone now? I don't know anymore.
When they picked up the option at this point.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Point?
You would think, but it does seem like there's really no rhyme or reason with what's going on right there with that. If Phoenix was really interested in him and they really blocked it, it does seem like a weird choice, right? Unless they actually felt strongly about him in some way. And so I'm starting to think but of course Chauncey would like his extension. It feels like he's a lame duck coach, but part of my concern is that, like, it feels like a lot of really good coaches just got hired and a lot of spots, you know, are gone and a lot of, you know, up and coming assistants. I know there'll be another round of that next summer, but it does feel like they missed an opportunity with guys like Jordy Fernandez or even a JB Bickerstaff, who, you know, I think has been a good coach, and he just didn't really vibe with Donovan Mitchell. And that's why he wasn't the coach in Cleveland anymore, mm-hmm. like more so than anything. And now he just got a 5-year deal to coach Detroit. So I do think that, waiting not only makes a pivotal season complicated for no reason with the, you know, having this coach situation, but also, you know, I feel like by waiting they've missed out on some potentially really good coaches that could have worked here if they are going to actually fire him.
Let's get to the news that might be coming this week. I'm just curious your thoughts on Jeremy Grant and Anfernee Simons. Make sense to trade one more than the other? Make sense to trade both? And then we love getting high on our own supply here, and we overvalue our prospects. Kind of a rite of passage for Blazer fans over the years. What is fair market value in your mind for each of them if they are traded?
I mean, fair market value, that's a tough call. But, I mean, I think right now, considering the Lakers are the suitor for Jeremy Grant and all of their other options to make the team better have kind of been exhausted, I feel like you could drive the price up on them. So, like I think you ask for two firsts. And also, you know, like, hey, you know, we've talked a little bit about like Portland doing a lot of favors for Clutch Sports. Like, what if a favor comes back the other way for once,
yeah.
You know, for the Blazers? Like, maybe this is why you do the business with them, so that when this time comes, you get the King's ransom from the Lakers and you get both of their picks. Maybe you get Dalton Connect and with the salary filler of Hachimura and Gabe Vincent. I just think you're in a better opportunity to leverage the Lakers right now than you are the Magic, because like the Magic, who's the team that we're all thinking for Ant, like, I don't feel like I'm breaking any news there. Like, I think they've got a lot more exciting things happening there. And they've also got some caps. Well, they had some cap space. They still have a little bit left. They've got a Jonathan Isaac's non-guaranteed deal, which you could get sent back the other way. And they have some picks. And also, you know, if they're in the market for an Anthony Simons, they have Anthony Black, who was a first-round lottery pick last year, who didn't play much because there were other guys in front of him. But I think get him, get a first-round pick, maybe some seconds or another first. Like, I think two firsts is worthwhile for Anthony Simons, considering how much he's going to help their ability to shoot the ball. And you get Simons with KCP, Franz Wagner, Paolo, and everyone else that they have on that team. Like, yeah. That team's a problem in the East. And I'd put them up there with, you know, Philly and the Knicks as teams that could challenge Boston. So I think if you're Orlando, like, it makes sense to do that move. And the cost of two first-round picks to become that type of team, I think, is pretty reasonable. Granted, I could be overvaluing. But, I mean, Ant is one of the best off-the-dribble three-point shooters in the league. That is not an exaggeration. And plus, I think with Jalen Suggs and a bunch of other good defenders with size, I think a lot of Ant's defensive deficiencies, and I think he's also gotten better as a defender, but I think, you know, his size problems, they're a lot easier to get by with a huge team like Orlando, because pretty much everyone on that team is big for their position.
I don't disagree with you, but you're kind of painting it from the Orlando perspective, which makes sense and sounds good. I don't know if that's a good trade for Portland. You're getting two picks that won't be very good because Orlando's going to be good. They're giving up on Anthony Black, which kind of tells me what they think about Anthony Black already. I'm kind of eyeing the Spurs with him. I think it's a sneaky good move for them with Ant, age, fit, what they need. Wemby's going to be a depoy. I know he's not a great defender, Ant, but and they've got that Atlanta pick. They probably don't want to give that up because next year's draft, but they've got that unprotected Atlanta pick next year, which would make me feel a hell of a lot better than anything Orlando's giving back pick-wise.
That's true. And I mean, San Antonio, as far as picks, is way more loaded. I think they've got four picks next year in the first round. So, which obviously, you know, Portland, we all want 2025 picks, right? So, you know, for Flag and the other guys too, there's Edgecombe, there's just so many other dudes that I think could be in that 2025 draft that could be really intriguing. So I think Edgecombe's 2026 actually, but oh no, that's Demansta. But Edgecombe still, I think it'd be sick. There's a lot of really good players in 2025, and I think if they can get more 2025 picks from the Spurs, I think it'd be great. I mean, I think the only concern there is if you do get Cooper Flagg or you do get the guys that you eventually need to become a contender, you've just handed Ant over to Wemby, who's going to be in your way for the next 10 to 15 years. Mm. So I think that if you get the Atlanta pick, maybe that's a conversation and or more picks enough to make it a conversation. But I do think the added bonus of sending Ant to the Eastern Conference makes a difference if, you know, you are good enough to eventually face them. Now, obviously, Portland, we're a long way from that.
we're the worst team first. In the West, Gundy. I'm worried about not just San Antonio.
Not for long, baby. Eric Gunderson, go check out the Blazer Banter Substack at Blazer Banter on Twitter. Joining us from the toilet, as he always does. Gundy, we love you. Thanks for the time, as always, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
We'll see what the Blazers may pull off here as the offseason continues. But in our final hour of this best-of edition of Dirt and Sprague, we duck it up. Justin Herbert has a new guide and mentor in Jim Harbaugh. Will that be the key? And is Dan Lanning the coach to finally deliver a football national championship to the Oregon Ducks? All that coming up in the final hour. Best of Dirt and Sprague here on 1080 The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
I'm Mark Sullinger, producer and one of the hosts of The Moth Podcast. For nearly two decades, The Moth has brought live storytelling to stages around the world and to millions of listeners. These are real people telling true stories from their lives. Stories about a lost family recipe, about working to free a wrongfully convicted man, about realizing you need to leave your May-December romance. Stories that will move you, surprise you, make you laugh. Stories you can't forget. Join us. Follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.